few more stock picks, Mr. Morton, before we talk about your estimate on the price of oil.
Okay. We spoke a little bit about Azure Dynamics Corporation, AZD.TO. This is a Canadian stock. Once again, it deals in hybrid vehicles specifically, and the stock's just been doing very, very well, and so I would recommend Azure Dynamics. The S&P hit a... the S&P is doing very well. The best months of the year for the market are usually November and December, specifically the S&P, sometimes January, though the last two Januaries all gave those gains back. The best thing I can also recommend to people as well is that, oh, here's one other stock that I picked, Magna Entertainment. The hits just keep on coming. The high intrinsic value with Magna Entertainment, noted in the July issue of the Delphi Associates newsletter, is being unlocked. Magna's stock is up to, I recommended originally at 5, Magna's at 7.91 now.
What do they do?
They're a company that deals in, they deal in slot machines, they deal in theme parks.
Okay.
They deal in, they just got off-track betting in Florida. Very interesting company. And let me also tell you that everybody that wants to order the newsletter, either through the DelphiAssociates.org website or they'll get all the financial issues. We'll give them 13 issues for the price of 12. They'll get the parts 1 and 2 of the newsletters we did called Money Matters in Black and White. We'll send them the Money Matters Part 1 for free. Money Matters Part 2 they'll get as part of their subscription. And then I'm working on right now a whole series of stock picks. And what I do is I work with my friend Nick Winton up in Canada. And Nicholas actually takes my predictions, puts charts and graphs on them specifically to show where I recommended them in the newsletter and on the radio, what their performance has been, and then a series of updates as to what's going on with it. And if you want to order the newsletter, it's 888-452-7999. That's 888-452-7999. And it's the number one publication of its kind in the United States right now. We've got... I can't even tell you how many thousands of people in print and over the internet. It's $60 for 1 year, a 12-issue subscription. You get 13 if you subscribe now, $45 for seniors, and we have an online email PDF version for $35. And also for people that actually subscribe to the newsletter and give us their emails, we also do some financial updates on stocks and things that are going on. And the reason I do stocks and the reason it seems like a some people ask me about a disconnect between money and the spirituality aspect of this is that I'm trying to combine these things together because I very, very much believe that we're going to see one last big run in the market here. We're seeing the peaking of the mortgage bubble, if you will, that peaked in July.
Yeah, that's. I wanted to ask you about that too with oil, the housing market. How do you see that since you brought it up?
Here's the... we'll talk about that. Hold on 1 second. With the Delphi Associates newsletter, once again, 888-452-7999, DelphiAssociates.org. We've also got a connection on your website to it as well. A gentleman by the name of Tom Bullard, about 3 weeks ago, is one of the largest real estate investors in the U.S. market. And there was a news flash that came across CNNfinancial.com, and people can look this up if they'd like. Bullard controls a property portfolio in the United States of about $500 billion. And he sold out about 3 weeks ago. He sold all of his U.S. holdings. He sold hotels. He sold condominiums. He sold everything.
Probably for a good profit, too, I'm sure.
Well, yes. And he got out, and it looks as though the mortgage bubble, as we called it, you know, related to the internet bubble, related to all of these bubbles that we've had in the market over the last 7 years. I think that the mortgage and the housing market peaked in July and August of last year, and we're going to see the slow, steady decline of this with a popping of the mortgage bubble. Sometime coming up in the spring of this year, within the next 6 months.
All nationwide? Or are there going to be some pockets that are immune to it?
That's the problem. Once again, remember that it's not this kind of bubble isn't linear. It's in a wave, if you will. Whereas, what's the biggest trend right now, George? We're looking at the aging of the population.
Mm-hmm.
We've got 60 million baby boomers that are all hitting about 55 to 65 or so. Most of them are taking properties they own primarily on the coast, places like Florida, California, along the eastern seaboard, where they're getting pounded by high energy prices and natural catastrophes, and they're selling very, very high-priced property and moving into the central part of the United States. Arizona, Del Webb just bought, they're building 800,000 new homes between Phoenix and Flagstaff.
Oh, Las Vegas is still out of control.
Las Vegas is booming. All of these places. Why? Because you're having an aging population that's moving inland where they can now sell their homes, buy something relatively cheap.
And they're tired of the catastrophes.
Tired of the catastrophe, and they're retiring. Remember, too, that as of this year and the beginning of next year, all these people hitting 55, those people are also checking out of the workforce as well. And we're now having a workforce that, for lack of a better term, is I mean, their ADD has ADD, for goodness sakes, and they it's not the same quality workforce that is now coming in to take a lot of very technical jobs, which is why a lot of things are outsourcing now. So Tom Bullard basically just cashed out, and he moved all of his holdings, half a trillion dollars, to Asia.
In what? What did he buy? You mean other instruments?
No, in not only monetary instruments, but hotels, golf courses.
So he went back into real estate, but over there.
But over in Asia, yes. And feeling that there were too many amateurs in the U.S. housing market, and that
interesting,
that everything had hit its peak here. And once again, look up Bullard on, anybody can look it up on CNN.com.
Well, I haven't seen the bubble burst or even get close to it here in Los Angeles yet, Sean. I mean, it's
not
crazy.
When
I look at housing prices between St. Louis and L.A.,
right,
and I know them well now because I go back and forth and I look at that, I mean, there's no comparison. I mean, for $200,000 in St. Louis, it would cost you $1.3 million in L.A., the same house.
Well, here's
it doesn't make any sense.
Here's the frightening stat, is that now in Orange County, only 12% of the people who live in Orange County can now afford a home in Orange County.
12%.
Only 17% of the people who now live in L.A. County can own a home in L.A. County.
That's why they're building so many rental apartments.
And, of course, you have to, in order to get a home in Orange County, you have to be making, you and your partner have to be making at least, just to get in to a relatively inexpensive home, you've got to be making at least $150,000 a year.
Oh, my gosh.
So if you look at those types,
I can't keep going that way then.
And eventually people are going to wake up and realize they don't own anything. And once you have, and that's when you get revolutions, and that's when you get riots, and that's when you get social unrest, when suddenly people start to wake up and say, hey, I've been screwed and I've got nothing. And, you know, you're one paycheck away or one fall down the stairs away from utter bankruptcy. And when you have all of the money and the land accumulating in the hands of less than 1% of the people,
you got a problem.
That's when things get nasty.